everybody. Welcome back to another American Horror Story Recap Show. My name is Brancy. As usual, I will be hosting this review. I am joined tonight by Rachel. Rachel, how are you?
I'm good. I'm liking this twist. Here for it.
All right. We're going to get into it. We will. But we also have Jess with us tonight. Jess, how are you doing?
Doing okay. Hanging in there. we were talking Walking Dead off air, so I'm just recovering from that conversation. But on to American Horror Story. I'm digging it. I like the fact that they're doing what we thought they were going to do, where it's they're bringing them all back together. So that was one of our theories. Mm-hmm. One of the theories was that we're going to do several different episodes in one season. But it looks like they are doing the whole Zach Baggins kind of thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jackson is Zach Baggins.
Yes.
I have to say, I really enjoyed this episode a lot more than I did with the other episodes because of the fact that we don't know who's going to survive. Except for, it pissed me off that they told us in this episode that everybody except for one person dies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was pissed about that. Because I'm like, okay.
So I was like, come on.
They're doing it again. Like, telling us who survives. It's like...
Yeah. instead of knowing who lives, you just know that nobody lives but one.
You know, I really would have wished that they saved that little caption to the end of the show and did the whole Blair Witch thing towards the end of the show. Like, a caption saying, this was all found footage, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Like they did with Blair Witch. I would have preferred that than them telling us in this episode, now that they're doing a breakaway and they don't have all of the interviews and we don't know who's safe and who isn't, I would have preferred to not know that everybody except for one person dies. But I did like the episode better because you don't know who's going to die, when, and how. Although, how the hell did they not see Aris for Rory?
I didn't see it till it happened because I forgot what his name was. Well, I forgot what his name was. So I didn't
even know his name.
I literally tweeted. I was like, "Oh my god, Aris for Rudy!" And I'm like, "Wait, Rory, whatever, he's dead." I couldn't remember what his name was.
Whatever, he's dead.
Aris for Redhead.
That's too funny. Okay, so they brought Evan Peters in for like two episodes, and now he's gone again.
Or
I'm sure he'll
be. Is he gonna be a ghost?
I'm sure he's gonna be a ghost.
Because I feel like maybe they'll go Murder House a little bit with this.
Yeah, yeah, they're going to, definitely.
They better
because you know that she can control them all now.
Yeah.
Because the butcher is gonna come back.
I want to know who's gonna play the butcher.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Good point. Who is gonna play the butcher?
Maybe Jessica Lange makes a reappearance that no one knows about.
That would be interesting.
That would be interesting.
It would break Twitter.
So
it would.
So Angela Bassett actually directed this episode, which I thought was very well done.
Oh, did she? I didn't notice.
Yeah, I saw that after the fact. I don't look at the credits anymore because they just piss me off.
Because we don't trust them. We've lost trust.
Just like Wes Bentley was supposed to be in here, and you know.
He will be. You know, they have to replace people.
True. Oh, maybe they'll... As they die, they just send more people in. It's fine.
They're like, hey, man, we need another.
We need another body. I mean, like, person.
Like, fresh cup, move down. But I liked this episode. What did you guys like about the episode?
I just thought it was funny. Like, I was cracking up at some parts because it's just such a mess. And the fact that they're actually stupid enough to go through with this, I just find funny. And the fact that Shelby and Matt went back there. Like, what the hell?
And was Lee, yelling at the screen.
Especially Lee. Because I feel like Lee was the smartest out of all of them. And I'm just like, why would you go back there? There's no reason to go back there. It's not like they're like, it's not like they need money or anything to be paid for this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be
pissed. They said he bought their house, too, so.
Exactly. And I'm going to be pissed as hell if Shelby is the one that lives after all this, because she's an idiot.
Oh, my God. That will piss me off, dude.
It will ruin the season for me if Shelby's the one that lives.
No!
If either Shelby lives, because Audrey ain't that great either.
No. Yeah, it's interesting.
Okay. So I have to ask, she's American, right? Like, in real life, she's American?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because that accent was awful.
Yes.
Yeah, people said that. They were trashing her online for that.
I love Sarah, but I was like, oh, girl, what are you doing?
You know, I was please like, stop. No.
It's hard. I mean, as an actor myself, like, it's hard to do those, and I get it, especially since I work at the Ren Faire, and I do a really crappy Monty Python accent, you know, for most of the time, so I get it. It's hard to do those.
The only one I can do is, like, a Keira Knightley one, because I, like, grew up, like, I just lived my childhood, was watching all the Pirates of the Caribbean movies and Pride and Prejudice over and over, so I can sound like Keira Knightley, but that's it. Like, I can't do any other type of accent, like, any other region. It's just, it's only Keira Knightley. Yeah.
We're not just, like, area-specific. We're person-specific.
We're person-specific.
So they start off like we thought they were going to, where he's saying, you know, no matter what, just keep filming. Like, he's the quintessential producer. In it for the money. Wants the next best thing. He wants to get the best shot. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. So that's typical. And then what I really liked was the actors. The actors playing actors is always fun for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially since they were so over the top with, like, especially when Shelby, like, flipped out and Audrey was like, I nailed it. I did it.
Like, she's like, pathetic, just like I played her. And I'm like, oh my God, savage.
But at least we can agree that Shelby's a mess. Even true. The one playing Shelby is like, yeah, no.
This is true. Shelby is definitely a mess. But I do feel like, and I told Rachel this, I was like, how is it fair that Matt's not going to forgive Shelby for hooking up one time with an actor, but he gets to have sex with Lady Gaga in the forest?
Twice! What? He had twice.
I don't understand. That's a double standard.
He had it in the woods, and then in the little cellar thing.
Yeah. I actually thought that as well. It was like, hi, pot, meet kettle.
I know. I was like, she literally forgave you, like, 10 minutes after you slept with Lady Gaga.
But it doesn't count, because he was possessed. Yeah, okay, well, Matt. Whatever.
Okay, he wasn't possessed the second time.
He was entranced.
Yeah, she...
he made a choice.
But
he made a choice second time. So he made a choice the second time.
Yeah,
but,
he did. I just love his excuses.
But I mean, she actually visually, like, as opposed to imaginary, saw him. She saw him having sex, mm-hmm. railing this forest demon, and 10 minutes later she forgave him. Like,
yeah.
After she screwed everything up, but
all right.
They're just a mess.
Now,
they are just all a mess.
I was seeing a lot of theories online of people saying, like, what if Matt, Shelby, and Lee actually are murderers, and this whole thing is a setup and made up? Like, the whole butcher thing and everything is crap. And they're going to be the ones that kill everybody. Or that they didn't tell the real story, and that there's still, like,
that's
hidden stuff going
on.
That's
an interesting theory, but the one thing that stops me from that theory, because I thought that also, the one thing that stops me from going forward with that theory is that they were nowhere near Rory when that happened. All of them were downstairs.
True. Yeah, because the nurses killed him. Forgot about that.
That is a good theory, though.
Mm-hmm.
Or that they're leaving something, like, crucial out that could help them.
That's for sure they've got to be, though.
They have to be, yes.
Like, how are they going to stretch it out for more episodes if there's not, like, something they didn't say?
Well, now it's going to be Death of the Week.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it's going to be, is Death of the Week.
Because it's only... so the next four episodes are going to be over the course of 3 days.
Right.
So... either they're going to have a final follow-up episode to everything, maybe with the survivor or whatever,
mm-hmm.
or they're just going to spread it out over four episodes.
You know who I really feel bad for was the production assistant who quit.
Yeah!
Like, she totally didn't deserve that. She was leaving.
I was like, man, girl. Leave places by yourself. That's another horror movie rule.
True.
Don't go anywhere on your own. Don't say, that's it, I'm leaving, I'm going home. Because you ain't going to make it home. Piggy no, Man's going to get you.
Oh, Piggy Man.
The other part of that was, like, when they were like, well, we lived here for 6 months and blah, 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 and we didn't have this problem. And the actual Matt was saying, well, when were you here? And they said, in the summertime. And he's like, well, it's not the summertime now.
Mm, yeah.
You know, like, you weren't paying attention to your lines, were you? But the other thing that kind of irked me a little bit that I really didn't like was the fact that, oh gosh, what's the character's name? Angela Bassett's character, her actual character, not playing Lee.
I don't even know
what they call her.
I literally have no idea.
No.
Okay, so Angela Bassett's
Monet.
Actual person. Renee. Okay, so
Monet.
What is it?
Monet.
Monet? What?
M-O-N-E-T.
Monet, yeah, like the painter.
Yeah.
So, Monet's conversation with Lee, and basically blaming her for becoming an alcoholic because she was playing her character was, like, the biggest cop-out that an actor can ever do. Like, mm-hmm. Get yourself together. You're playing a character. That's what you do. You cannot blame other people for your poor life choices.
Mm-hmm. Do you think Lee actually
other than
Mason?
No, I don't think she actually murdered Mason, but I do think that, Monet really believes that she did.
Yeah, definitely.
But really, other than being a super method actor and shooting up heroin, you know, is pretty much the only way you could actually become addicted without trying, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, because, I mean, you see it all the time. There's actors that have had, that were alcoholics or were, had drug addictions, and they still play people that drink and do drugs and stuff, so it's...
Yeah. I mean, not that they wouldn't have a relapse, but to blame her saying, I never had a problem until I played your character, well, who told you to actually hit the actual booze? Yeah. Iced tea works.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Iced tea looks like whiskey. Water looks like vodka.
See, I thought
like,
she
for
meant...
that matter, why even take the role? You know what I mean?
Right. And she was saying, well, you know, it was your... having you in my head is what effed me up. And the only thing I can say to that is, you're an actor. You know, you need to be able to separate reality from fiction.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I mean... really, truly, I've known several method actors who can get a little batty, but eventually there has to be some sort of reality check. Speaking of method acting, Agnes.
Oh, my girl.
Kathy Bates' character. So Kathy Bates' character went a little loopy. She totally went off the deep end with the method acting.
She's my favorite.
I really felt bad.
Not gonna lie.
Yeah,
she is my favorite. I always feel bad when Kathy Bates plays a pitiful character. She plays pitiful so well. It's sad. I mean, it's super sad, and I felt really, really, really bad for her. But she's batshit crazy.
I got some serious misery flashbacks.
Yeah,
and I loved it. I was here for it, and the fact that she showed up at the house. Like, with with her meat cleaver. Like,
she loves that meat cleaver, y'all.
Did she really? She didn't actually show up, did she? Though I thought that was actually a ghost.
No, they said it was Agnes.
Well, no, they thought it was Agnes.
It looked like Kathy Bates.
I didn't see. I have to go back and watch it again.
I thought it was actually Kathy Bates, but maybe not. Oh, I guess I can't really take the actor's word for it, because they're a mess.
No, they are a mess.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're going to think of the most logical thing that they can, and that being, well, Agnes lives nearby, and that's what she's doing. She's stalking her again. But I found it interesting. I loved the play between Audrey and Rory behind the scenes when they were filming, and how they wound up meeting and then they got married. And that marriage scene was ridiculous.
Oh my god, the whole thing.
Rory's like a little puppy dog, like an overexcited puppy.
Genuinely though.
Like, yes. That's all I see. Like, hyperdoxin is what I think of when I see Rory.
And then, oh, the conversation between Audrey and Shelby, when Shelby's like, oh, it makes me feel like it's never too late for love, and Audrey took it the wrong way.
I know, and she's like, excuse me?
I want it to get, like, super reality TV. Like, I want some catfights. I mean, I know we already had, like, Matt and whatever Cuba's character's name is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I remembered it, but I don't remember anymore.
That was pretty shitty of them to do to Shelby, I have to say.
Yeah.
She basically said, I have one condition for going back to this house. You cannot include him. Right. And he's like, yeah, sure, no problem. And they get back in the van and they're like, yeah, we just booked him.
Dominic,
yeah.
Yeah.
Also, I don't really see Cuba Gooding Jr. as a Matt knockoff. I would say that is definitely an upgrade.
Yeah. Oh, God.
But, I liked it. I liked the fact that I was actually yelling at the screen when they were doing all these jump scare tricks for the show, where they were going to try and, like, manufacture these scares, and I just kept saying, you guys have no idea what's coming.
Exactly. You don't even need those, dude.
And then
but it's true.
The freak chainsaw accident. I was like, how does, like, that happen? How do you brush that off as an accident?
I know, they were just like, oh, it's all good. It's okay. Can we, like, move this body?
Can we, like, get rid of this now? Can someone clean this up? Okay, thanks.
Like that was it.
keep rolling. Yeah, they caught it on film, too. It was obviously not an accident. The exactly. man dropped the chainsaw on his head. But, I think that they're going to be in for a rude awakening. And, of course, it's going to be, like, a whodunit type situation where everybody's going to be blaming the other person for the next, probably, 3 episodes.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm still sticking to my theory that Agnes just kills everybody.
Just goes, I mean, pretty much, dude.
No.
Not hard to believe.
I would agree with that, except for we actually saw him get killed on camera.
Yeah, with the nurses.
And they have film rolling in every room, so there's gotta be a way for them to determine that nobody else in the house did it. So
they don't get to see the footage, do they?
I think just the ones that they record on their little cameras.
Yeah.
True. There's gotta be.
I wonder if they don't even know. Like, I wonder, since they want to make it, like, as authentic as possible. Like, does like Cheyenne Jackson's character? Do they see the film, like, as it's going? Like, is it live? Do they get it sent to them? Like, or do they just discover all the carnage after the 3 days?
That's true. Because, like, he even mentioned Big Brother, like, with the live feed. So, are they doing live feeds? Are people at home seeing all this?
Good question. I don't know.
We need answers, Ryan!
Yeah. Oh, can I just point out how dumb do you have to be to go out to that hot tub?
Oh, my God. Right? I know, I was like, you literally acted that scene.
I think I posted on Twitter, I was like, oh, Evan's dead. He said he'd be right there. He's in a hot tub at night by himself. Like, he's not going to make it.
No.
Yep. That's for sure not happening.
He just, like, literally, the show this season is just breaking all the typical horror story rules. So, like, anytime anyone does that, I'm like, oh, dead. You're dead.
Except Shelby. Somehow.
Except Shelby. Shelby's the... Maybe... Ooh, maybe it's, like, Cabin in the... Well, no, because she's had sex with all of them. So, never mind. I was going to be like, maybe it's a Cabin in the Woods thing, and she's a virgin.
Oh, yes, because they need to have, like, the sex... Yeah. Ooh, good catch there, Rachel.
But
they
it's need not, to have because... The sex. Yeah. She...
That would have been good.
Except... I tried.
She slept with both mats, so...
Both of the mats.
Yeah. Nope, not a virgin.
You know, I'm just trying to explain it, because it just makes no sense. There's no sense there that she is alive.
I don't get it, but...
You know what's really bad is the previous broadcast, we were talking about how when Shelby was doing the interview, and I was like, she was talking about how she wanted to do all this stuff, and I was like, well, does your broken foot, does it affect your vagina? So the worst part is when I found out that she slept with Dominic, I was like, did not affect your vagina.
And she got her yoga studio.
Right?
You go, Shelby. Living the dream.
Yeah. Too funny. I did like the cat fight between Shelby and Lee. That was good.
Yes.
And I loved how everybody just sat there and watched. Didn't try to help at all. Just let it happen.
I feel like it's not like, my business. Yeah, it's like super separated. It's like the actors and then the real people. Like, they're like just like such opposite worlds, kind of.
Well, yeah, it is. It is actually like that.
Yeah, but like in the house, though, they're like, they don't really talk to each other unless it's to insult each other.
Yep.
Well, I mean, it's kind of hard to interact with somebody unless you've met them beforehand and did research on their actual personality. You know, to meet them after portraying them, it's kind of weird.
Yeah. Brancy, should we share our amazing theory that we have?
Oh, our casting theories!
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, share, because share. Ryan just announced and confirmed that they're bringing back Finn Wittrock and Tyza Farmiga. So me and Rachel were talking, we're like, okay, we got to figure out who they're going to play. So we were talking about Tyza, but then I was like, well, wait, does that mean that Finn is going to be playing the real Edward Mott? Because he just played Dandy, and that's his ancestor. It would make sense. And they said we would get more of the Mott background this season. So
yeah, I think they're going to... I think you're right with that casting theory, because, I mean, that would just be...
It'd be such a waste if they didn't do that.
I know, I'm like, how do you have Finn, who just played the last known living Mott, and not have him play the original Mott?
Like, and it said that he plays one of, like, the worst, like, messed up characters, too. So, maybe it's a following ancestor that moved in after Edward? Because they said the house had been in the family for a long time, and up until Dandy died. So maybe it's another Mott that comes into the house? Because I don't really
think... It's got to be a Mott.
Yeah, because I don't think Edward's, like, that ruthless of a character.
Right, he seemed like he was all about his paintings and just living his life, so I feel like it's got to be something else.
Another Mott in the line.
Yeah. I don't know, though, but he's definitely going to play a Mott. I'm, like, there's no way he's not.
Yes.
Yeah. But I do think that they are going to bring Wes Bentley in to replace somebody.
Probably.
Rory.
Probably Rory.
Yep. Like, bye.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
No complaints.
Let's see, what else do we want
to
talk about?
I'm just interested to see what his actor character is going to be. Because they're all so completely different.
Yeah.
So I'm interested to see where they go with that. If they bring
her in. Well, Monet's not really that different.
No, but, like, Shelby was, and Rory, and,
Yeah.
Agnes.
Well, yes, because Agnes is playing a serial killer.
No, Wes, I just mean...
She went full butcher.
Yeah! Maybe Wes is crazy, too, because he had a hand in... He like, dismembered people, and, you know...
And technically, he spent the most time with Agnes.
Exactly. So maybe they're, like, a team.
Yeah. And the reenactors of the hillbillies, too. I wonder if they're going to show up again in, like, real life.
Or if the actual hillbillies are going to show up, because they made a comment of, oh, the Polks haven't been seen in weeks. They're long gone. They fled.
Right.
It's like, yeah. Did they, though?
But did they?
How thorough did you actually look for them? Like,
So here's the theory, though. What if... Here's another theory. What if it really was the hillbillies that caused all of this? The actual ones.
Like, the real hillbillies were just messing with them?
Yeah.
Mm. It could be.
Yeah, I have no idea. I literally just spitball theories now.
Rachel just throws stuff out there to see if it lands.
And sometimes I get a bullseye.
She's just gonna see if something sticks.
Yep. It's happened before.
It has.
Yeah, I don't really have any complaints other than the telling us that people, like, everyone died. Who do you guys think, though, if you could put your money on someone...
Who's next?
No, who's the one that's going to be the survivor?
Oh.
I'm, like, scared to guess because I, like, was for sure, like, going back to Walking Dead. Like, I knew, I was like, this is going to be who it is, and then it wasn't them. So, like, my confidence is shaken. I'm so sure.
I'm going to take a bet and say that, it's hard. That's hard. I want to say it's not going to be Shelby.
I'm going to be pissed as hell if it's Shelby.
I will be pissed if it's Shelby.
I think it's going to be, let's narrow it down. Do you think it's going to be an actor, like a reenactor, or do you think it's going to be an actual original person?
See, I want to go with an original person because they kind of have more track record with surviving this stuff, but at the same time, they're dumb enough to go back there.
Right.
So maybe, I don't know. I feel like if anyone would survive again, it would be Lee.
Yeah.
That was my first initial reaction, was like, she's going to be the only one left, and then she's going to get tried for murder.
Or is it someone we haven't even seen yet? Like, is Lady Gaga coming back as an actress? Like,
what's going on with Tyza?
Oh, yeah.
I still think Tyza might be Priscilla, like the real Priscilla, but I don't know.
At this point, dude, I don't know what is going on.
Or she could be related to the Motts. She could be in the Mott family.
She could. Maybe their storylines together.
Like a flashback or something with that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. I don't know who's going to survive it. I'm thinking Lee. If it's not Lee, then I think it's going to be Matt.
Yeah.
Because he did sleep with the wood sprite thing.
That's true. So he's got that going
for
him.
He's got an ace up his sleeve there.
Or down his pants.
Ooh. I'll sleep with you again if you let me leave. Okay, thanks, bye.
Thanks.
He's See you next year.
See you next blood moon.
Oh, no.
Okay, cool. I think Matt or Lee is going to be who survives.
Yeah. I want to say Wes Bentley just because I'm biased trash, but he doesn't have a good track record on American Horror Story.
That is
also
true.
He's not currently in the storyline. We'll see.
So he would be the single survivor.
Well, now, didn't you say, Rachel, that this season's going to be shorter than usual? It's only going to be 10?
Yeah, 10 episodes.
So they only have to survive 4 more.
Yeah, but you know that's going to be a crazy 4 episodes, though, because they have to finish up this whole story in 4 episodes.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're going to get longer, because they've been cutting them off at, like, 10:50, 10:55.
Seriously, they really have.
And I'm like, why are we doing this?
Mm-hmm. I do have to say that this episode went really fast for me.
Yeah.
I don't know if it, even though it was a longer episode, I felt like at the end of the episode, I was like, no, that's it?
Like, yeah, I felt it was definitely a big setup, and I'm excited to see where it goes and how brutal and insane it gets, because I feel like it's just starting. My hopes are high.
They are very high. I liked it. I liked the format change.
Yeah. I think that was what we all discussed it the last 5 episodes, was that the format was really screwing with us, and I did like not knowing what was going to happen.
Right.
And not knowing who was safe and who wasn't. I mean, even though we know that pretty much everybody dies except for one person, we don't know who it is. So that's still a mystery.
All right, guys. I think that's all we have for this episode. I think we all agree that we liked it much better. So our hopes are high. Only a few more episodes left. I'm sure they're going to be crazy. But thank you guys for listening. If you want to check out more of these reviews, you can go to thevro.com or you can find us on social media. We are Variety Radio Online on Facebook, Instagram, and Tumblr, and we are at thevro on Twitter. So thank you guys for listening, and we will be back later to talk about Chapter 7. Goodbye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.